99.9 Radio USA Wanted from Hunter Hayes. It's 6:52, and we're sitting at 12 degrees in Virginia, 11 in Hibbing, and 16 degrees now in Grand Rapids. The temps are actually warming up. We've got more great music on the way. Thompson Square's song, Everything I Shouldn't Be Thinking About, is coming up next. But right now, it's time to get weird. The weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A South Carolina woman found out exactly what happens when pigs fly, especially when they fly in the direction of co-workers with a short temper. The unidentified woman, a worker at a hog processing plant, ended up getting stabbed in the neck after she allegedly hucked a pig's stomach in the direction of Jeanette Brown, who had a gut feeling that she'd have to retaliate. Brown jabbed the victim with a pair of scissors used in the processing line before fleeing the plant and being arrested at her home. The victim insisted Brown acted without provocation and said there were no innards in the room, a story that an eyewitness confirmed. A Chicago woman made a poor snap decision when she tried to pull her alligator up for adoption, or put her alligator up for adoption, by taking it to the airport and setting it loose in the middle of a crowded terminal. Alexis Propachuk says that she was high on crack and heroin when she hopped a bus to O'Hare Airport with the alligator, whose name, by the way, is Allie. Alligator was in a carry-on bag. She said that she and her ex-boyfriend had taken the critter from a friend who had planned to flush it down the toilet, but soon found out she couldn't care for it. Propachuk insisted she never intended to cause a scene, but lost track of the 2-foot-long beast, who was reportedly malnourished and in failing health when captured by cops, who turned it over to animal control. They nursed it back to health. I guess you call that gator aid, right? And finally, students at one Texas university are standing up for their right to sit down, and they have a more comfortable trip to the toilet. Disgruntled Texas Christian University undergrads have made up their minds to wipe out the use of cheap one-ply toilet paper. They're demanding that the administration roll out far more plush 2-ply toilet paper, which they say is only fair given that they're paying $50,000 tuition. Student body president Cody Westfall says, you know, TCU has the reputation for the highest quality of everything, whether it's education, technology, teachers, students. I think the next obvious step would be to take the step with quality toilet paper. So there you go. That's your weird news this morning. It's 6:55.
After 37 straight years,